All right, you might not want to hear this story, but anyway, when I was a kid, my dad was coaching at Texas A&M, and so I got to go on the plane with the players to the Heisman Trophy winner, John David Crow. But anyway, we went to Jacksonville, and first time I'd ever been out of Texas. I was in elementary school, and we got to go to Jacksonville and see the Gator, play in the Gator Bowl, and it was, you know, it was really exciting to me, and see the Atlantic Ocean, you know, just everything about Jacksonville was pretty neat. Anyway, the next year, my dad said, "Hey, we're going to Jacksonville," and I said, "All right, that's great, Jacksonville, Texas." And so we moved to Jacksonville, Texas, where they have the Tomato Bowl, and so I didn't quite get out there, but
so you're looking forward to this trip?
I am looking forward to going back. I've been there before since then. I've been there since then. But
how old were you, do you think?
I was in the fifth grade. Yeah. So.
Is your first plane trip and all that?
Oh yeah, yeah. And I got to be, you know, I got my picture taken with Coach Bryant, and it was a pretty neat deal for me. I still got that picture. So. And every time I saw Coach Bryant from that time on, even when I was coaching in pro football and going to Alabama, he'd say, you know, he'd say, "I remember that time you went to the Gator Bowl with us," you know, and the whole deal. And then all the coaches, every time I came in there, they said, "Oh, gosh, we got to hear Coach Bryant tell us about the story about when you were in the fifth grade, went to the Gator Bowl with him." So. Anyway, that's my story on Jacksonville. This football team there, you know, the quarterback thrown 20 touchdown passes. I mean, they've got really good receivers. I think they've got a good receiving core. They're run minded team though. I mean, they're not just all passing. They want to run the football, establish the run. You know, so I'm impressed with a lot of things they do. Their offensive line's a good offensive line. It'll be a big challenge for us. But we need a challenge right now, and we need to step up to the challenge.
Have they turned a corner the last few weeks? Because the sack rate for Bortles has really gone down the last four games.
I think they have good linemen, so I think they protect well. I think they've thrown the ball quicker a lot more. Now, he didn't throw but 26 passes last game. He's been throwing over 40 passes a game, so you know, that's some of it. I mean, if you throw that many passes, you're going to get some pressure.
What is the key for you guys? This defense has been so great for the better part of 2 years, but the ability to close out the last two games as escape for whatever reason, what is the key to finishing?
I think the two-point play. I mean, last year we had two games where they scored at the end of the game, but we stopped them in the two-point play in Chicago and New England. So, I mean, we just didn't stop them on the two-point play. There was only 12 seconds left when they scored. I mean, we ran off the 3 minutes and stuff, and we also got them into 4th and 10, which you need to stop them on 4th and 10. So the advantage that teams have, obviously, is they have 4 downs to do it, you know. And you can say what you want. The worst passers in the league average over 5 yards an attempt. The worst passers in the NFL, 5 yards an attempt, and they get to throw it 4 downs. So it's not easy to stop people anytime when they throw it every down in 2 minute period. But we've done better in the past, and I think we'll do better in the future. We didn't play any prevent defense. We played all the defenses we played on third downs, which we held them, 20%, 29% on third down during the game. I mean, so we played the same defenses. We just didn't play them as well.
When you're in four-down territory, like you mentioned, and time's going against them, how does your play calling change then?
Well, we don't – that's like I say, you play your third down defenses, obviously. We play things that we think, you know, like the fourth down play, and we had a free runner on the quarterback. So, I mean, we try to be aggressive when we can, and we play all the calls that we normally play. If we think they have a protection problem, then we'll come after them with a certain thing. Our coverage, we're leading the NFL in pass defense, so you think you can cover pretty well. So. You know, we go with 4-man rush, 5-man rush, blitz. We do everything we have in all our game plans for third down. We do in 2 minutes. We're able to do in 2 minutes.
Some of the players said that they didn't feel like they had the focus that they had in those situations. Is that something that you noticed?
No, I just noticed they made it on 4th and 10, or the game's over, you know. And we had a free runner on the quarterback, so we need to make those plays.
Is Von Miller going to be Defensive Player of the Year candidate?
Von Miller? Oh, yeah, yeah. I've had several in my career, and he's right up there with on that level of playing having a tremendous year. He plays the run really well too, and what he had 10 tackles last game, 10 unassisted tackles last game. I mean, so he doesn't just rush the passer. So I think that's where you get a Defensive Player of the Year is when they play both run and pass, and he does that both tremendously well.
How remarkable is his sack per game average?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. That compares overall with
it's
everybody that's.
Wise.
Yeah. Well, if it's above Reggie White, it's pretty good.
Did Lawrence Taylor have to cover did he cover as well as Vaughn does?
It was a different game then. You know, in those days when we played a 3-4, they didn't treat it as they do these days. A lot of times the outside backer was on the back, in one-on-one with the back and on the pass rush. Whereas these days, the tackle's always blocking you. So, and Lawrence Taylor was a great player, don't get me wrong. But, we had Robert Brazil at the Oilers at the same time. And we got to match up, a great player on the back. You'd win a lot of those. So that helped him some. But Lawrence Taylor was a tremendous player, Coach, no matter what.
Coach, obviously it's not a great time, but your alma mater has a head coaching opening. Is that something you would like to be considered for?
No. I loved it when I was there, certainly. And different times in my career, I would have maybe liked to have gone back. It'd be a great job for my son, though. He's if they want a great young coach that's been 10 years in the NFL and been successful, he's the guy. He's the Phillips guy they need.
Wade, are you pleased with the improvement in your running defense the last couple of years?
Yeah, we've something that we tried to attack, basically. Say, hey, we need to play the running game better. And we played two pretty good running teams and played well against them. So, we feel good about that right now. But it's a continuing process, just like anything. It's what you did the last game or what you did the last two-minute drive that, that isn't any good anymore. So, you got to keep going.
What has Corey Nelson shown playing a bit more in the sub packages
recently? Corey can run. He's really one of our fastest linebackers. And, we wanted to get him in the sub package because of his coverage ability. And actually, he's played well against the run in the sub package, too. He's made some really big hits. And, he's a really good athlete. Just like all our guys, if they're good enough to play, I like to try to get them in the ball game, if they're gonna can contribute, you'd like to get them in there, he's a guy we felt like could, and he's played more and more in the sub because of that.
Wait, what have you seen from Paxton Lynch when he goes against your first team, the scout team? Have you seen?
All the training camp, but we don't see him much now because he's, although he's on some scout team stuff, but he's got a great arm. Very mobile, all the things you see. All the things our offensive coach can tell you more about all the other things, but he certainly got talent. He's a talented guy.
Gatsis didn't play much this last game. Is it something where, because of the knee injury, you knew he would be slow developing this rookie year and he just needs a full off season and ready to go next year?
Well, I don't know. We still only have 5 guys suited up for the game, so we need him to come in and play. Some games is more than others, but we need him to develop certainly as our fifth guy and be strong in that area. So we're still working with him on those things.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
All right. Thanks, Coach. All right.